Legislators across the country are fighting over additional disaster aid for Puerto Rico. President Donald Trump says the relief money Democrats in the Senate want for the island should instead go to the Midwest because of recent flooding. On Twitter, he's continued to criticize Puerto Rico's politicians of misusing the funds and corruption. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano has some reaction from Park Street in Hartford, a cultural center for the local Puerto Rican community.
President Trump tweeted, quote, "The best thing that ever happened to Puerto Rico is Donald J. Trump." Maria Pedraza disagrees.
Oh my God, who say that? Who say that?
Pedraza's originally from Caguas, but now she lives in New York and she's visiting her nephew in Hartford Hospital. She's been back to Caguas since Hurricane Maria devastated the island 19 months ago. She says flooding has destroyed houses. She's seen standing water on the streets.
They need the, you know, repair houses, because that's what most people need. The houses, a lot of houses be destroyed with the storm.
Pedraza didn't appreciate what Trump did during his visit to the island. He went to an aid station in Guaynabo in 2017 and threw out paper towels to people who'd gathered to see him. Back on Park Street, Frankie Bones is grabbing food on the go at Aki Makedo restaurant, heading back to work in a hurry. He brought up the paper towel incident too.
You know, he want to go over there and throw napkins around like real disrespectful. That's not cool, you know. But at the end of the day, what can I do? You know, I can speak my mind. Because at the end of the day, I know there's a lot more money out there to help these people.
Trump has reportedly told Senate Republicans that he doesn't want to funnel any more money into fixing Puerto Rican infrastructure. Democrats, including Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, want at least $450 million in new money put into the bill to support Puerto Rico's infrastructure. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.